4 DJW, mobile.
W4, SBX, monitor.
SBX, W4 DJW, good evening.
I believe your name is Patrick, but correct me if I'm wrong. How you doing this evening?
I'm headed out to Little Rebel to pick up some country fried steak and white gravy to handle. Here's Dave. I know Patrick. I know who you're talking about. He's the one that drives a tool truck. I'm retired.
That I could pull your call sign up, but I just had my hands tied. What is your name? I'm sorry about that.
It's Dave, and I'm in Greer.
Oh, okay, Dave. I thought about logging you because, I've talked to you before, and I'm a new ham, but, I apologize that. I was going to guess that Dave or Patrick. But, yeah, be careful out there, man. Is it snowing up there in Greer? The roads are pretty treacherous here in Simpsonville.
And my wife, she's on her way home from work in Spartanburg, and she said it's kind of 129. It looks like there's black ice on 129, and there was a wreck on it that she passed coming in. So, yeah, they are kind of slippery. I'm going slow, just only about a mile away from the house. It's a Little Rebel restaurant. Just going over there to pick up some supper. So that I'm home about the same time she is. But anyway, how you enjoying ham radio?
Oh, man, I'm absolutely loving it. I'm studying for my extra, and I believe I can almost pass it, but I signed up for a free class this friend gave me. I'm trying to remember the name of that place, but anyway, it's a free online testing. I just had to buy the book. Well, it's free online classes. I don't know if they offer online testing after that, but anyway, yeah, I'm studying for my extra.
You. That's good. You're moving right along really fast. I'm going to go through the drive-thru here. It looks like they might be shut down already. I don't know. I only see a couple of cars. Give me a minute and I'll be back if they're not open. W4DJW.
I'll try to remember your name. I should have known that because I think you told me that your call sign DJW was your initials or something like that. I apologize. But yeah, just be safe out there and I'll be standing by. The roads are real slick here. I went to get the mail and about busted my butt. And the roads, the cars driving by are creeping. It's real slick.
SBX W4DJW, still there?
Yeah, W4DJW, W4SBX. Did they have your food, my friend?
Yeah, but I'm about at the cutoff. I've asked him one time before. I said, what's the latest I can come through here? And the owner of the place, I know him. He says, because our ham radio club used to meet over here every Friday or Saturday night, one of the two. And he said, it's about 7 o'clock, as late as you want to come by. And it's 7:21 right now, so I'm pushing it.
Oh, that's okay. That's understandable. But, now you know. Hey, I was going to ask you, David, or Dave, I guess you're affiliated with the Brawlers?
The club secretary, that's correct.
Oh, okay. You might have been the one that I talked to a while back, but they voted me in, and I haven't been to a meeting yet. I'm hoping to attend. I think it's February 3rd. But I'm anxious to get involved a little bit as much as I can. I usually work Tuesday through Friday, but I need some help setting some radios up and stuff and putting up antennas if there's a way we can swing it. But I'm going to wait for your response.
Out the field day event they're having this week, this weekend, Saturday. Might get some really good pointers to go up there. I mean, depending on the weather, right? The turnout will be largely dependent on the weather. But if the weather's good, you might be able to get some good pointers from and ask questions and get good answers at the field day event this Saturday. I mean, if you wanted something sooner rather than later. And then other than that, you say you're located in Simpsonville?
Correct. I'm going to have to pull up the club's site and everything and see, try to find directions up there. I forgot where it was at. I want to say up around Paris Mountain or Travers Rest, but yeah, I don't know. I want to try to attend.
You know, your mileage will vary based on the weather. Usually if the weather's good, we'll have a good turnout. If the weather's really bad, we have had a very poor turnout during field day, especially winter field day. Summer field day, not quite so bad, but winter field day can be kind of iffy, just so that you're aware. But, and yeah, you can ask questions. There'll be a lot of people there, and you'll get tons of answers, tons of opinions. It's just a good, and it's a good place to, you know, you talk to all these people all this time. Kind of cool to be able to see who it is you've been talking to.
That's what I'm looking forward to. And then also, I do have another question for you, Dave. Is I've never participated in a winter field day. I have did a POTA one time up in New Hampshire, but not as an activator, just visiting. And I've been hunting a lot of POTA. But at a winter field day, do I need to bring a radio? Or I've got some of them LiPo batteries, and I could activate, but I need help getting a connection set up.
There are people that do that, people that have compact rigs so that they can bring out and set up pretty quick. Winter's a little bit more difficult than summer, but yeah, if you want to and you need pointers on how to set it up, and you just, that's the whole point of doing it, is to do exactly what it is you're wanting to do, is that is learn. The more times you set up and tear down and you're successful, the more you learn about what you need if an emergency should happen and you have to go to places to get set up. Like when Katrina hit, or when we had Western North Carolina that was going through Helene, or, you know, different situations and emergencies, a lot of ham radio operators will pack up wherever they are and head out and head into the devastated area and get communications going first, because, as you know, there's no cellular connectivity, there's no landlines, there's no electricity, there's no water to drink, much less any of that other stuff. So ham radio guys are usually there first on the scene, and that's how you learn, is doing exactly what you're talking about. Take your stuff there, get it set up. You may be successful, you may not be successful. Regardless, you will learn.
Well, that sounds exactly what I'm looking for. Yeah, I have bought, when I was in New Hampshire and got licensed up there, even though I live here, when I got back, I had bought an FT-450 Yaesu. And the guy that sold to me, he does podcasts, N1JUR. And so anyway, this rig is in a hard case, and I went home and got home and bought a 50 milliamp hours or whatever, and then a 6. But I just need to make the leads to go to the radio, which I think I've got all the stuff, like Anderson power poles. But let me drop a second. But yeah, you know, get a little unfamiliar with how to do all that. So, but that's the kind of help I'm looking for sure.
Hopefully, we'll get some good turnout to that event, and you'll be able to pick up some pointers like that. There are times that I go down to Simpsonville and help a guy out that has the setting up. Antennas, and he's got all his rigs set up. He just needs to get antennas hung in the trees. And I use I don't know if you've seen those tree fillers. They have a big, it's called, what's called a big shot slingshot, and you can shoot a hacky sack portable lid up in a tall tree and pull the antenna up through the tree. So we might be doing some of that. Doesn't work so good when the rubber bands are really, really cold, but it works good when they're not. Anyway, my wife has just pulled in the garage behind me, so I've got to unkey and get in the house and eat. That was perfect timing. She got home right behind me. Anyway, it's good talking to you, and I hope to see you at Field Day event, W4DJW.
Yeah, thanks for that, Dave. Go ahead and take care of business there, and I do appreciate the QSO with you, and look forward to meeting you, too. And, yeah, we'll talk later, but go ahead and eat, get warm, and make sure your wife and yourself are safe. W4DJW and W4SBX, clear.